This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Yeah, that accuser is Beverly Young Nelson. She appeared on today's installment of ABC's Good Morning America. She tells GMA that she added her own handwriting, some handwritten notes below what she claims was Roy Moore's signature. Those notes include the numbers 122277 and a date, and Old Hickory House. These represent both the date and restaurant where and when she says that Roy Moore signed her high school yearbook. Nelson told ABC the rest of the yearbook entry, though, is Roy Moore's handwriting. But at her initial news conference with attorney Gloria Allred back in November, Nelson made no mention of adding her own handwriting to the yearbook entry. Nelson accuses Moore of assaulting her after she accepted his offer for a ride home from the restaurant where she worked back when she was 16. Moore denies the allegation. And on Twitter, he points to this latest development in the news as further evidence that his accuser, quote, lied.
Well, of course, all eyes are in Alabama. With all the political pundits, putting pressure and crosshairs on Alabama.
I was going to let you finish your point, but this is what...
No, happens. No, hey, you're my producer, so you can interrupt me anytime you want.
Well, I do control the mute button.
You do, exactly.
But no, this is what happens if you don't, if you try and deal in lies. She came out, tried to tell, this is all his. Well, okay, now a month later, well, okay, some of that's not his. Well, yeah, we know it's not his.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there goes the credibility issue. But meanwhile, as we were talking about with Kreskin, the thing is so dangerous is you're guilty now until proven innocent. And when it's such a hot button that it is right now, it doesn't matter. I mean, any inkling of any kind of harassment or impropriety is, man, you're done. Except for in this particular case, Roy Moore, didn't go away, didn't fold his tent. Al Franken is folding his, but I'm still not convinced that it's that he's going to have the movers come in and take it away. I would not be surprised whatsoever. In fact, I agree with others that say that Franken should go through due process. I mean, he was going to go through the ethics committee. This thing needs to be looked at and judged, and instead of, because what happens when you don't have finality on it, then it stays in the realm of rumor and innuendo and suggestion. The facts get blurred. It's like, okay, call it for what it is. Do a full investigation and say, okay, this is what happened. I mean, you do have pictures of Franken, which, they don't look very good. And I saw another picture with him and Joy Behar over the weekend, and he's fondling her, and of course she's smiling, and there's a picture of her fondling, Robin Williams. I mean, not fondling, I mean, grabbing Robin Williams, and you're going, whoa, wait a minute. It's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing, to see a photo of it, and it's like, man, we, as a society, we're messed up. And I'm just saying that maybe there needs to be a return, as we were talking with Kreskin. Maybe all this, wakes up our country, and it's not going to be, 100%. I'm not saying that. But I think that what Kreskin, the one thing he talked about, he predicted for 2018, is there's going to be this increase of, let's have, naked shows now. It's, let it all happen. And it kind of reminded me, as he said that, I was thinking, gosh, of the hippie movement. If you remember in Haight-Ashbury, I mean, we got the Jesus movement going on. We got free love. We got Woodstock happening, love, sex, rock and roll. It's all, love the one you with kind of stuff. And maybe all this is part and parcel of what happens in 2018, is that you have this nakedness of America that is exposed. But maybe also we determine that you know, that's not what we want to, that's not what we want to live with. That we need to really move back into integrity if we're going to be challenged and scrutinized at every moment, you know. And then what Mike Pence said about he and his wife only having dinner with one another, maybe won't be so shocking. That maybe that's good advice that all of us need to heed. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our focus, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to make America great again, and I say the next step after that is to make it greater, then we need to get back on track. When 6 out of 10 at least say that we're on the wrong track, I say great observation. But the second is, what does it look like when America is back on track? You know, I don't think it is right now when we're looking at $20 trillion in debt and our country is struggling with its moral compass and on and on. You know, we can all talk about the ills. There's some good news that is happening in terms of the economy and the prospects of a future. Consumer confidence is higher than it's ever been. A lot of good news surrounding us, but I think it's also an opportunity for us to take a closer look at this whole moral compass issue and what we're talking about in terms of integrity. It's our next guest, and it's perfect timing for her to be on with us. She's a former judge, a juvenile sex crimes prosecutor, currently a director with a Florida law firm, Tripp Scott, Catalina Avalos. Catalina, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. How is everybody doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you here, and it couldn't be better timing, all things considered, with your background, as this country is dealing with all these sexcapades, from Hollywood to the Beltway, money that is being confiscated, I say, from the people's treasury to pay for bad behavior is unacceptable. But how serious do we want to get? Get in dealing with this topic. I think that's the challenge that is before the public today. What do you think?
Well, I think that certainly the topic is in front of us, and ignoring it is not going to help. I mean, as a result of perhaps ignoring it for so many years, the pendulum has swung quite to the other side, and it's time to have a dialogue. And, you know, if there's valid claims, let's have some investigation. Let's take some corrective action, because this is not only going to protect the victims, but it's also going to protect the men in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Well, the challenge we have, as you know, Catalina, is this is a process. We've been pent up. People have been reticent to talk about it. Now, all of a sudden, because of the Me Too campaign, women are coming out. And so it's good news, bad news, because with with what's being shared, we don't know for sure how much is true. We know people have been aggrieved by this, and we need to process that out. We just can't all of a sudden just take it to, we have to listen to it, as Nikki Haley said. We do have to listen, but we've got to process, the truth from anything less than.
Absolutely. absolutely. We have to listen to it. We have to investigate it. Because, look, as with everything, there is going to be false allegations and there are going to be true allegations. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to go back 20, 30 years and try to corroborate some of those allegations if for the first time they are being revealed to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Just because someone makes an accusation, it doesn't necessarily mean that the accusation should stand.
Mm. Exactly. Well, this is why we have to hold on to due process, and you as a former judge and a prosecutor appreciate this, because meanwhile, you know, lives are ruined in this court of public opinion. I mean, we've got a key Senate election taking place in Alabama tomorrow, and this is all hanging in the balance. I mean, we've got some reports out there, and now you find one accuser messing with the evidence, and and all of a sudden that's all been compromised, and it's got to be a tough situation for the voters of Alabama, not to mention the rest of this country, and not to mention the rest of the senators who have taken one big giant step back away from Judge Moore.
Absolutely, and I think you hit it when you said due process, because I'm not so sure how much due process we have in the court of public opinion. We certainly have it and have an opportunity to explore it further and apply it in the courts, in the court system, in the judicial system, but certainly in the court of public opinion, the message goes out, and it's very hard to backtrack once that message has come out.
And exactly.
It's going to be interesting to see how that election turns out tomorrow.
Well, we've seen, we've had enough, I believe, experience with this court of public opinion. You know, we've been dealing with issues, whether it's in Baltimore or Ferguson, on down the line. And this is the nature of our culture, Catalina. I say repeatedly on this show that we live in, we're all part of the microwave generation. You know, we stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. It just doesn't move fast enough. So, some injustice happens or whatever deal, everybody, inquiring people, we want to know. And what we're getting to the point is, it's not even so much important what we know in terms of it being the truth or a lie. This is what's given rise to fake news, the whole Twitterverse and, getting clicks and clickbait and all this stuff. And this is why, on our show, we're so particular, as we say, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We want to hear both sides. We want to hear all sides here. But let's get out of the realm of where opinion rules, and opinion rules when facts are not involved.
And that's true. And I think we've seen it in other situations with other allegations. I mean, you mentioned Ferguson. You mentioned certainly in some of the police brutality cases where there's been some very serious allegations and strong outcry by the public, and then we go to the court system where they're looking at the details, they're impacting due process, and sometimes the jurors are not seeing it the same way as the public opinion has.
Well, yeah, exactly, because by the time the jurors get it, public opinion has been formed, and now all of a sudden it's the wrong gospel, wrong church when the jurors have had the privilege of seeing all the evidence and, making a judgment. And we've seen the reaction of the public going, wait a minute, what's going on here? What did the jurors see when we've already formed our opinion? I mean, it's tough all the way around. And I'm not sure what the answer is here, Catalina, because I think our own nature, our own human nature is one to let's get to some sort of conclusion, and regardless of how many mistakes we make along the way, we still want to get to a conclusion right away.
Yeah, and that's the danger in getting to the conclusion right away. Unfortunately, for example, for the Senate race taking place tomorrow, there's not a lot of time. You're either going to vote one way or the other, so you're either going to accept what's being said by one side, or you're not. And that there's no time for that. That said, I think it is important that we have dialogue, we have an investigation, that we take corrective action. Because at the end of the day, this topic is not going to go away. We can't continue to just kind of sweep the allegations under the rug, because at this point there is there is an audience for the women who are alleging sexual harassment and abuse.
Well, for the first time, I would say, gosh, almost in my lifetime, Catalina, which is almost, you know, it's a bit embarrassing to think that it's taken this long that victims of sex crime have been given place. And with that comes, I think, some responsibility in the name of all the other previous sex victims who have gone before them. Now, I'm not trying to say something, you know, more than what I'm just saying is that I think this is an opportune time for all concerned here.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We the people.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in, ladies and gentlemen. We come to you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with former judge and juvenile sex crimes prosecutor Catalina Avilos continues. She's also a director with the Florida law firm Tripp Scott. Catalina, I want to focus in a little bit, you know, on the juvenile sex crimes issue, because what the conversation all leads to are people who are vulnerable. Whether they're big-time actresses, aspiring actors, or whatever, that's one thing. But we have a vulnerable class of people, and that is juveniles that are being abused. And this is, I get in trouble with my fellow Hispanics because sometimes they think that I should just go along with the general consensus that illegals need to be a protected class. And I'm saying you don't understand how unprotected they are and how many are being abused through this whole sex trafficking stuff that's going on right now. And then when I have a conversation and open their eyes to that, they go, oh, okay, I start to see where you're coming from here. And I'm about protecting, I'm about defending the most vulnerable in our country. And I look at what's going on with juvenile sex crimes, and it is so rampant. You know, we had an expert on the other day, Catalina, and she was talking about the epidemic in America, which is child pornography. And I got to tell you, that's not being reported in mainstream, you know, mainstream news or anything.
No, it's and we down here in Florida, in South Florida, we have a big problem with sex trafficking. There's been recently, and I would say go back 4 or 5 years, where they're actually now they're educating the courts, they're educating the authorities in order to identify it. But absolutely, the juveniles and a lot of immigrants, not just Hispanic, but a lot of immigrants across the board are falling victim of these sex traffickers and child pornography. And it's we unfortunately hear it on the news on a regular basis where we see a 12-year-old or 16-year-old that followed someone. We just had that, I think, a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, we need to wake up to this problem that's happening in our very zip codes, our very own zip codes. I mean, there was a story not that many years ago where you had people, you had two young girls, I think it was two, maybe three young girls in a zip code that were being held hostage for a number of years. It's just incredible. We don't know what's going on, and we want to stick our heads in the sand about this issue, but you got to imagine the people who are most vulnerable are the ones that are least protected. And when you're here illegally, who do you have to protect you? I mean, you know, you can only hope maybe you've got a strong family network that can protect you, but unfortunately in so many communities, it's some of the bad guys that are in charge, and it's not our federal officials.
No, and unfortunately, sometimes they're more scared of the authorities, of going out and seeking help from the authorities, than of the perpetrator themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to know, all the juveniles, and quite frankly, any victim of sex trafficking, because it's not just limited to juveniles, the authorities are aware that this is an issue. There are some protections in place. And hopefully, as we educate the communities and we become more aware of it, there is going to be more enforcement and hopefully more protection for the victim.
What do you see happening yourself right now as we are, you know, we talked, you and I talked about process in the first segment, but in the process that this country is dealing with, you know, we've gone from Harvey Weinstein and, you know, the stuff that's been going on in Hollywood for a long time. In fact, I still maintain the whole, you know, child porn in Hollywood and what they've done in child abuse for these young actors. Corey Feldman has been carrying the banner for that for a number of years. His good friend Corey Haim committed suicide, and Corey maintains that the reason that he did so was because of the child abuse and sexual abuse that he was subjected to as an aspiring actor when he was a young boy. And Corey Feldman maintains that this is quite regular in Hollywood. And, of course, we're seeing, and, of course, you know, with your background and experience, it's a lot more pervasive than we want to admit.
Well, and I think that's part of the problem. There is usually some scuttlebutt, some rumors going on, right, that this particular person had, maybe there's not exact proof that a particular person, let's take Hollywood, any of these gentlemen that are now accused of sexual harassment. And the same thing with child pornography. You can't just say, oh, that's just, let's just say that's just Charlie, for example. Mm. But don't worry about it. That's just how he is. You can't turn a blind eye simply because that person is a high-level executive or because that person is generating a lot of money for the company. The board and the company needs to be aware and needs to look into these rumors, investigate, and see what's happening to prevent it. Because it appears that in more times than not, something was known or should have been known to the powers that be.
Without a doubt. And they're paying a high price for it now because it's been stuffed away for so long. As you say, it was accommodation. Oh, that's just Charlie. No big deal. Everybody accepts it. And then you have a culture itself. I mean, I gotta tell you, Kathleen, I was shocked when I'm seeing pictures of Joy Behar, you know, grabbing, Robin Williams and then being grabbed herself by, Al Franken. And I'm thinking, wow, what a messed up society we're in. That this kind of stuff has been, accommodated. And then we wonder, with shock, dismay, why this is being acted out and now out in public.
Sure. And I don't know if people have become somewhat immune to it or if it's become acceptable to a certain extent. But I think that it just because it's happening between two or three people in a private location doesn't mean that it's acceptable. It doesn't mean that it's okay. But most of these situations have a victim who is in a position of lesser power than the alleged perpetrator.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that particular case, and we know from, you know, boardrooms to the classroom, everywhere. I mean, this is all we can't sit there and just say, well, it's only the casting couches in Hollywood. I mean, this represents our culture. We're all part and parcel of this. And so, you know, my question to America is when is enough enough? I mean, you know, as I mentioned, we had a psychologist and expert on with us last week. And I mean, she's sharing with me that, you know, in child pornography, the big thing is to get 4-month-old babies and abuse them to the point that eventually they snuff them out and they take movies of these young babies being killed. And it's all, you know, for whatever, you know, it's just, it is so perverted. And we are so debased as a society. I got to tell you, I struggled with this all weekend ever since I had that conversation with her. Because I'm going, what is wrong with us? And then I talk with Kreskin, you know, the amazing Kreskin, known for his prediction. He goes, Bill, let me tell you, he goes, in 2018, there is going to be an increase in theater shows and in plays and all this across the country where we're going to see a lot more nudity than we've ever seen before. And I'm going, oh, gosh, this is all we need.
Well, I think that going to that, the nudity and violence is probably certainly grown on TV, on mainstream media, and our kids are watching at all times of the day, as opposed to when you and I were probably growing up.
Mm-hmm.
What's acceptable today is not necessarily what's acceptable then, and people then want more and more of it. It's not, there's no level that satisfies them. I don't know what enough is going to be enough, but I think we do need to get some policies in place. We need to get some laws in place that are going to hold people accountable and are going to hopefully send some sort of a deterrent message and let the perpetrators know that this is not going to be tolerated. The problem, though, of course, with juveniles and with young victims, it's hard. They're harder to prove.
Yeah, aren't the laws already in place? It's more of an issue of enforcement. Catalina, you would know better.
It's an issue of enforcement, and it's an issue nowadays with the computers, and it's an issue of really trying to stay a step ahead as opposed to a step behind.
You know, without a doubt. She's a former judge, juvenile sex crimes prosecutor, currently a director with the Florida law firm Tripp Scott. Catalina Avalos has been with us. Catalina, thank you so much. Appreciate the time and the insight.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Merry Christmas. 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Immune thrombocytopenia, also known as ITP, is a condition in which a person's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy blood cells, called platelets. When platelets are low, people may experience bruising or bleeding. A spontaneous nosebleed that wouldn't stop is what led Jim to the doctor. As Jim would learn, diagnosing ITP wasn't so easy. Despite finally getting a diagnosis, Jim cycled through multiple kinds of treatments before trying a medicine that stabilized his platelet count and worked for his lifestyle. Jim explains his experience.
I remember being hooked up to an IV, getting chemotherapy, and I thought to myself, wait, I don't have cancer, so why am I hooked up? I realized I had to take the reins and keep asking questions. I kept working with my doctor to find a treatment plan that worked for me, and I told myself then, I'm not going to lose a day in my life to ITP.
For more information on ITP, visit myitplife.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez,
you would
live.
Even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got lots of great stuff to share with you, especially right now, you know, with the pressure being on Santa Claus, not only coming to town, but so are mom, dad, grandmas, grandpa, multiple cousins, spouses, their children. You get it. You know what the holiday is all about. Well, it's no surprise that holiday cooking and entertaining can be stressful. A little planning can save a lot of time in the kitchen. And gearing up for the holiday season, Chef C.C. Carmichael is with us to tell us about the latest innovations in the frozen food aisle, tips to ease the stress of holiday entertaining, and share easy time-saving recipes. She's also going to talk about the myths surrounding frozen food. You know, frozen food is real food. It's just frozen. That's all it is. C.C. Carmichael joins us right now. C.C., how are you?
You as well. Good to hear your voice.
Well, you know, the pressure is on. Santa Claus not only coming to town, but so is mom, dad, grandma, you know, the whole familia,
yeah,
as they say. Or unless you're in Hawaii, then it's the Ohana, right? They all come down here. And while it's no surprise that holiday cooking and entertaining can be stressful, a little planning can save a lot of time in the kitchen. I appreciate you're here right now to, you know, help us out a little bit. So how can we cheat a little, so to speak, on the holidays?
Yeah, I think that's the key, is that I think people get, you know, it's such a crazy time for people because your Uncle Frank's in town and your family's in town and your friends are dropping in unannounced and you want to be ready for everything. And people get freaked out that they're going to have to make everything from scratch. And I'm here to say give yourself a break because you can make a few homemade specialties that you like to make and then supplement your holiday cooking with the amazing selection of frozen foods in the frozen food aisle. And what the beautiful thing of these things is that you can customize them and make it your own. So it's kind of the way to go. And what I say to people is, this is my mantra, is get as much done ahead of time as possible. And that's as simple as, you know, a week or two out, getting your freezer and your pantry stocked so that you're not making those white knuckle last minute trips to the grocery store figuring out what you're going to make. And the beauty of frozen food is that they're ready when you are. You know, they go from freezer to oven to table, and so you spend so much less time in the kitchen and you can actually enjoy your own party. I think that people forget that you're supposed to enjoy your own party as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Really, and I got to tell you, last time we talked, you gave me such great ideas about, you know, stocking the freezer and, you know, not, I guess sometimes, you know, you think, well, am I cheating a little bit too much here because I've got things in the freezer? But, you know, you gave me some, a new sense of reality and perspective on this. And I got to tell you, I have been thanking you ever since for the tips you shared with us last time.
If I can help just one person, my job is done, because it really is. You know, I'm a professional chef.
Hey, you did it with me. Yes.
Yeah, one person, I touched you. Thank goodness. But, you know, yes. I'm a professional chef, and I cheat. You know, there's only so many hours in a day. And I think that people need sort of the ease of being able to go, oh, wait, I've got this in the freezer. I can just heat that up and add a little this. And, you know, you can serve it as is. There's so many wonderful frozen, like, pre-prepared dishes that can just go straight out. But a lot of times I always have to get my, you know, my little thing in there and just do my little twist on whatever I'm doing. But it just makes it a lot easier. And give yourself permission to do that so that you're not – It's supposed to be a time of peace and love and being with family and friends and not freaking out and running out of time. It's just counterintuitive.
Well, and like you shared last time, you know, there seems like there's always something new that you're finding in the freezer. Let's talk about some of these new innovations in frozen food.
Yeah, I mean, it's really remarkable. If you think about where we came from in 1952 with the introduction of the frozen dinner, which I happened to adore when I was growing up. But there is so much innovation and product development. I mean, the freezer aisle is a wonderland, and it's constantly changing and aligning with the latest food and health trends. Like, it's a foodie paradise, and there's something for everybody. It's, you know, you've got your vegan, your gluten-free, your ethnic, you're organic, so it's really, there's so much to choose from, and it's constantly changing, and I find new stuff that I'm like, ooh, I didn't see that before, and then I just grab it and throw it in my freezer. I go, okay, I can use that at some point, and you know, I think that the misconception for a lot of folks is that, you know, frozen is not fresh food, but the opposite is true. A lot of times, it's fresher than fresh, because it's like, let's take vegetables and fruits. It's basically picked at the peak of ripeness and flash frozen. It's like frozen in time. And your produce that you have in the produce aisle has basically been bumping in a truck across the country. Well, not in Hawaii where you are, but, like, you know, in the colder months especially, there's just not a lot of options. And so stuff isn't as fresh in the produce aisle. And much of what you'll find in the frozen food aisle has been developed by chefs and nutritionists using fresh ingredients. So frozen food is real food. It just happens to be frozen. So I think our mindset is changing, and I think people are discovering when they take a trip down the frozen food aisle that, you know, this is the case. There's just so many lovely, wonderful things out there.
Exactly. And Cece, especially when you serve it and people love it and they think that you slaved on it all day long in order to make it work. I mean, why not if you can get away with it, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody's secret. I'm not going to tell anybody. And I wish you could see the set. If you go to easyhomemeals.com, you can see pictures of these recipes that I've got on set today. But it's things like for appetizers, or your uncle comes by and he's like knocks on the door and you're like, oh, crikey, I don't have anything to feed him. But you go to your freezer and I've got these wonderful, like, you take mini waffles and get chicken tenders. So, you know, the chicken and waffle, it's so trending right now. Put a little brown sugar glaze on top, and you've got a little mini bite-sized chicken and waffles, and then dumplings that you can wrap bacon in. Anything in bacon is fabulous. And I have these soup shooters that are fabulous. That there's so many ideas. Side dishes, you know, there's so many options that you can mash potatoes, green beans that you can add your little spin on. And I don't know if you've walked down the pie aisle. There's so many desserts and pies.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Again, you just put a little homemade whipped cream, fruit on top, and you're good to go.
Well, Cece, they tell me that I have to let you go reluctantly.
Oh.
Remind everybody real quick where they can go for more information.
You're going to easyhomemeals.com, and you can get all these recipes, and there's pictures up of what all these recipes look like, and they're delicious.
Yes, can't wait. Cece, thank you so much, as always. Have yourself a blessed day. Appreciate it.
You too. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Cece Carmichael has been with us. Great ideas. It's always good to be talking to her. I mean, she herself is a chef, and the ideas that she has to alleviate stress during the most wonderful time of the year. She says, there's nothing wrong with cheating and taking advantage of the great opportunities and options that are right there in your freezer aisle. And as I shared with you last time we talked with her, wow, she really opened up my eyes to a lot of opportunities there. And, the freezer aisle, you realize, is very dynamic. It is so cool because there seems to be always something new. She also talks about getting inspired from the big chill, from breads, potatoes, stuffing, and pasta to a wide variety of vegetables. You'll never be at a loss for what to make. Frozen veggies are also a great addition to hearty soups and stews that'll feed a holiday crowd. So it's easyhomemeals.com. That's where you want to go also for more information, easyhomemeals.com. We're grateful for Cece Carmichael, who moved to New York City from Washington, D.C., where she pursued an acting career, appearing on stage, television, as you can tell, in over 150 commercials. Really, really special. So we appreciate Chef Cece Carmichael being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on.
Merry Christmas!
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's The Way You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And this is the place that we've never stopped saying Merry Christmas because... that's what we know, Bob Waliszewski.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, Bill, and to all your listeners.
Amen. Thank you so much. Bob Waliszewski, of course, Director of Media and Culture with Focus on the Family, also the world-famous Plugged In Department. Is it pluggedin.org? Is that what it is?
It's pluggedin.com. I have pluggedin.org too, to be honest with you. I can't remember. But pluggedin.com for sure. 100%
yes, right.
Sure.
Exactly. Okay. So, we've got it all covered. You know, Plugged In, of course, that's the place you go, for the family friendly movies. They've done all the hard work, gone in, paid the big bucks for all the tickets, and, give you a little, proper family perspective on all the films out there. Let's talk about Just Getting Started and Darkest Hour. And then, as promised last week, we said I wanted you to go into the vault and pick out your top 10 Christmas films, okay?
Well, there was only one film out in wide release last weekend, and it was Just Getting Started. Mm-hmm. I suppose Hollywood looked at the calendar and saw Star Wars coming out this weekend and Ferdinand, the animated film, and said, yeah, I don't know. If we go out the week before that, we'll get lost very quickly. So they really didn't put out anything except for this one. And Hollywood shouldn't have put out Just Getting Started. Such a waste of talent. Morgan Freeman, Tommy Lee Jones, Rene Russo. I mean, you've got some A-list talent in this film, but it was just... forget the family friendly part just for a second. Just was it a funny movie? It's supposed to be a comedy about a guy running a retirement home and another guy comes in to take his turf. That's Tommy Lee Jones and now they've got this rivalry going and it could have been in some other person's hands. It could have been kind of a funny idea and clever, and maybe it could have been a few laughs, but it was dismal. Oh, and not just my opinion. I went to Rotten Tomatoes after I saw the film just to see if anybody else, because again, it didn't screen in advance, which tells you something. Mm-hmm. So I saw it Friday. had to buy a ticket like everybody else had to buy a ticket just to be able to talk about it and know what was going on. And, but it absolutely, I think Rotten Tomatoes, it was like 12% freshness. So movie critics, which means that, you know, 88% feel just like me. It was a complete waste of time. Paul Acey on my team, who reviewed it and wrote the long review up, wrote something like, I would rather be run over by a truck than have to go sit through this movie again.
Oh.
And he was talking about entertainment value. Now, if you bring family friendliness into the mix, it was just very sleazy.
Yeah,
and
why bother?
A lot of, So,
and, yeah, for 2,000 theaters, wide release, I guess. It only ranked 10th. Average per screening, $1,400, which is miserable.
Miserable. And yet it made $3 million, which again is miserable by Hollywood standards, but it didn't even deserve that. Mm. I mean, this is a film that should have been in the, you know, maybe 300,000 and, but it's going nowhere. So I'll promise you this.
Who takes the hit on that? Do the artists, I mean, themselves, I mean, do they, I mean, this takes a little luster off their side, doesn't it?
Contracts are written. It could be written that these A-list actors got so much guaranteed and a percentage of the gross was part of their contract.
Mm-hmm.
But the percentage of any gross of this film would be miserable. And so.
Yeah. Anyway. You might be able to go out and get a churro or something with the return on that one. Well, not good. All right. So just getting started, number 10, of course, Coco, number one again, huh?
Yeah, numbers. And Darkest Hour, I just wanted to highlight that one. I mentioned that it was Winston Churchill film last week.
Right.
I may have not mentioned how much I really like this film. Mm. From a distance, I've admired Winston Churchill. I know he was key toward winning World War II. This film helped me understand him a little bit better. I think it's probably a pretty accurate portrayal. Mm. The problem was, when we talked about it last time, it was only in 4 theaters across the whole United States of America. Mm. So in the Bill Martinez radio world, there was 4 communities that were able to see it. But this week, it moved up to
53.
So it's moving. And this weekend, it rolls out even more. And then the following weekend, I believe it's called wide release, and we'll see. Mm. So within a week or two, just about everybody gets to see it. And it's just it's a really pretty good film. So it is one, if people are looking for something to go see this this Christmas season, they might want to.
Does it have any Oscar quotient to it?
Well, I don't know yet. It's not in the buzz. You know, Golden Globes is nominated yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, and it's not one of those. But I think for Best Actor, Gary Oldman, who plays Winston Churchill, does such a fabulous job that, in my opinion, he should be in that mix for Best Actor.
I'm hearing some buzz about him on that, and like you, I think a lot of us that love history and have respected Winston Churchill over the years, this gives us some additional insight and clarifies some insight about the person. I mean, you think about the country and what he had to do in taking the lead, because when he was elected, he wasn't the first choice.
And neither was the idea of sending British young men off to war anywhere close to popular.
Right.
But he believed they had to do it, or England was going to get swallowed up in Hitler's march through Europe. And he was opposed by many people. And he stood his ground, and now history bears him out, and we call him a great leader. We call him a great speaker. We call him a great spokesperson. But when his contemporaries weren't as convinced. So it's a good reminder that when you're living history, like right now, and you look around at what things are going on in the world, there's always a chance that something that we look and go, I don't know, that God's got the bigger picture all figured out. Mm-hmm. And for such a time as this, he often brings in people into the Senate, people into the House, people into local places of leadership, national places of leadership. And, it's a good reminder.
Well, for me, Bob, that's where I go. I thank God, because for a time such as that, you imagine what the world would have looked like, what Britain would have looked like without someone who I believe operated from direct revelation from God. You know, because he passionately believed in it against all odds. You know, it's kind of what Nikki Haley said recently. I think it was Nikki Haley said that, courage isn't doing what everybody else does. It's in the face of what everybody else saying you shouldn't do. In essence, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, standing up for what's right.
Exactly. And this is what, Winston Churchill believed in. He believed to be the case. And as we would say in the vernacular, he was willing to fall on his sword for it.
Yeah. Hey, one quick World War II thing, since, I just got back from Hawaii a couple weeks ago and did Pearl Harbor again this time. Hadn't done it in a while. Yeah. And learned while I was there this time that if the Japanese flyers had actually targeted the fuel tanks, the fuel gigantic containers of fuel that were around the military base, they probably would have won the war, because it would have taken us about 2 years to be able to transport enough fuel over there to take on the war effort. We probably would have lost in that 2 years. And they didn't target a single gas or fuel, I can't even think of what,
a container or whatever. Tank. Yeah, right. Tank. Yeah,
tank. Right. Uh-huh. Huge tanks. Yeah. I mean, very obvious to these flyers what was in those things, and they didn't take out a single one. Wow. I thought that was interesting.
Again, another miracle from God. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes left, and we got to get through your top 10 real quick. Sorry.
How about I'll read off all 10 real quick,
okay,
and then we'll talk about, you can ask me about any one of these.
Okay.
Jim Daly asked me if I could give him some of my favorites, and he
So it's all Jim's fault. Okay. So.
That's Jim's fault. It's Jim's fault. So I compiled, and I got Nativity Story, Miracle on 34th Street, both of them, the early one, the later one, mm-hmm. It's a Wonderful Life, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Elf, A Charlie Brown Christmas, Muppet Christmas Carol, Heaven Sent, Signed, Sealed, Delivered for Christmas, and Black Nativity. So that was on my 10. There's so many good Christmas films. Hallmark Channel is a great place to go right now for some good feel good Christmas films. But those are some of those that I looked at and said, I've seen them. I like these. These are ones that I'd see again.
Yeah, there's even and there's also, speaking of not only films but also some great seasonal reminders. In fact, last night I was watching The Carpenters Merry Christmas Special. Oh my gosh, it's so cool. I mean, talk about, memory lane again with Richard and Karen Carpenter, and that was real special. But there's all kinds of, special coming. Pentatonics, I'm more for their music. I think they need better writers, in my humble opinion, for some of the skits that they try to do. But, there's some, lots of good stuff out there.
Well, Mary Did You Know by Pentatonix is the best song ever, and probably best version in my opinion. Those guys are great.
I know. They are gifted. We love this time of the year. It always is interesting, I always find, Robert, just my own thinking, is that this is the time of year when you get a lot of non-religious people and even non-Christians singing about Jesus. So I think it's wonderful.
Well, in the movie that we started out with, just getting started, if I had anything I liked about it, was the fact that there were a bunch of Christ-centered Christmas carols within it. Although I have to say, I take that with a little bit of a, with such an awful film and so risque, when they do the Christmas carols that are truthful, does that truth get through? I don't know, but yeah. I hope so for a few people that go to see those.
Focus on the Families, Bob Walaszewski. I'm Bill Martinez live. Merry Christmas, Robert.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life